The Republican presidential candidates are now focusing on the South. Next week marks the first in the South vote in South Carolina, and then it's on to Florida, two states with very different demographics than the recent presidential contests in Iowa and New Hampshire. According to the U.S. Census, Florida has had the largest increase in poverty than any state in the country since 2007. So, what will the candidates hear when they meet voters there? And will they need to tailor their messages to struggling voters? To give us the view from his perch, we're joined by Al Brislane. He's CEO of the Harry Chapin Food Bank in Fort Myers, Florida. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
We've heard presidential candidates and politicians talk about poverty and about hunger before. Robert Kennedy held field hearings on hunger in 1968. John Edwards had major policy addresses on poverty in the 2008 campaign. If one of the candidates were to come to Fort Myers right now to talk about hunger and poverty, what would you tell them?
Well, I'd tell them it's gotten a lot worse in the last 5 years since the recession hit, and we've seen an increase of about 250% in terms of people using the emergency food program, and it's just been a tsunami of need down here with all the foreclosures and layoffs. Etc. I mean, I think most people in the community know that.
Describe it for me down there of what you've seen, aside from the 250% increase in requests for emergency food assistance. What have you seen down there in terms of people's lives and how it's affected folks?
We had a very strong economy in 2006, early 2007. I mean, our unemployment rate was something like 2.5%. And I mean, you know, all the economists will tell you that's virtually full employment. We went in a matter of a couple of years, 18 months to 2 years, we went to 15% unemployment. And, you know, what was even worse about that is most of the jobs that were lost were the best livable wage jobs. I mean, they were construction. You know, home construction was our biggest industry. Realty, realtors, you know, real estate. I mean, those are the jobs that just went away overnight. And it was just terrible to see people that had been working all their lives and all of a sudden couldn't find a job.
And so in terms of the folks you see now, are they a lot of folks working, just working in different jobs, or how would you describe it?
We're seeing mostly or more working poor. I mean, the foundation is those people that, you know, can't work for a variety of reasons. You see kids, you see single moms, you see disabled, elderly, and that's, you know, more who we served 5 years ago. And now on top of that, we're just seeing so many of working poor and people that just can't find jobs. And, you know, people that were making $20-$30 an hour and now are making $10 or $12 an hour and still trying to, you know, deal with the same mortgage, with the same bills, with the same kid costs. And it's really a difficult time.
Where does your food come from?
About 60% of it comes from the food industry, and we pick up from grocery stores and get from packers and farmers, and you know, we get through our national organization, Feeding America, and then we do get some of from Food Drive, and you know, we do handle some of the government commodities.
Are your donations affected as well?
Donations have been pretty good. I mean, we're not rolling in food, and summer is just terrible here. I mean, we just have a real hard time because it's a double hit for people. There are seasonal layoffs in the summer. You know, the tourists aren't here. And then also kids are out of school. So summers are really difficult for us. But, you know, people have been somewhat quite supportive because I think the media has talked so much about the need down here. But it's, you know, you worry about people saying, when will this end? I mean, it has been, you know, it's been 4 or 5 years now, and it doesn't seem to be abating that much, and it's a tough time.
Now, the unemployment rate in Florida is right now, I think, as a state, about 10%, much higher than the rates in Iowa and New Hampshire, where the focus of the presidential campaigning has been up until this point. So the candidates may have to, you know, talk a different strategy when they're campaigning in the South. Do you think that they would have to have a different message because of the way the economy is affecting you?
I would hope so. We have such a high percentage of elderly. I mean, the issues for a lot, especially for the Republican primary, are, you know, Medicare, Social Security, and of course jobs are a big issue. But I think poverty is an issue that you will hear about more down here than those other states.
A lot of the GOP candidates have accused President Obama of sort of fostering this government dependency and talking about the need for further cuts in programs. Newt Gingrich actually called Obama the food stamp president. When someone like you hears something like that, do you think that because of what you're seeing and experiencing down there, which may be different from other parts of the country, will the message have to change or will it resonate differently?
I wish I had a crystal ball and could tell you what I think it's going to be, but I can tell you this. People that go and work the emergency food programs and see the people that come there do not see people, you know, it's people that would much rather have jobs. I mean, it's people that are, you know, embarrassed to be standing in a food line. They're the first ones to tell you, you know, they'd love to have to not have to do that. You know, I think it's disrespectful of people that have lived, worked all their lives, and here they are 40, 45 years old, and for the first time in their life they have to ask for help or they have to sign up for food stamps, and to be called names or to be disparaged, I think is really, you know, disrespectful to, well, what they should be receiving. People should feel sorry for them and try to help them with a leg up. They shouldn't be disparaging them. We do some outreach for food stamps and interview people, and there's no question the people that we interview and help sign up for food stamps, SNAP they now call it, are deserving and so many times have never had to ask for help before and have never sought help before.
Say President Obama or one of the GOP candidates stopped by your food bank. What would you do? Would you take them somewhere to show them a food distribution line, or what would you tell them?
Yeah, I think we'd take them out to a mobile pantry. We do mobile pantries around the community, and when you go out there and see that mobile pantry truck and see people lining up, you know, at 9 a.m. for an 11 a.m. distribution and standing in line oftentimes with their kids, I think you realize, you know, what the extent is. We can't keep food in our warehouse. We're just constantly trying to, you know, sort of swim against the tide to feed people, and that's what I would try to convey to them. The hardest thing for us is to get a message across when right now they, you know, Boehner was right, they keep kicking the can down the road, and so there's really nothing to support or oppose right now in terms of legislation. Right now it's just the you know, these continuing resolutions, and I mean, if there was some draconian cut that was going through, we could oppose that, or if there was some proposal for some new way of helping serve people, we could support that. But right now all that's happening is it's sort of this lull, and it makes it you know, difficult to get the word out and get people mobilized around the fact that we do have so many people in need in our community.
All right, Al Brisling, CEO of the Harry Chapin Food Bank. Thanks for being with us, Al.
Glad to, Deb. Thank you.